nothing. You're seeing the exact same scores yep. last week. And Cassidy holds still their touchdownless defense on the season through 4 weeks. So 38 points. Dan Behnke is taking the high so far, which leaves last week's champion, Doug Cole.
Well, you know, it's homecoming tonight here at USA, so you never know what's going to happen. I know it's different circumstances right now with COVID, but I think with Ghetto, as much as he's great as of an athlete he is, his bread and butter is coming from the backfield, and he's a great quarterback, so I just think the Cassidy's defense will be too overpowering, and I got Cassidy winning this game 42-20.
42-20, so a 22-point victory for the Cassidy Redhawks, according to Doug Cole. So all five taking Cassidy tonight, so I guess that means I've got USA. So we have at the very high end, we have Dan Behnke taking Cassidy. We win a shutout, 38-0. Dave Hansen taking Cassidy, 42-12 by 30. Paul P. Adams, Cassidy by 26, 32-6. And let me do some math here. Doug Cole with Cassidy at 22, 42-20. And Ed Klump taking the low, 28-12 in favor of Cass City. Now let's take a look at other area games going on across the region tonight, and we'll start in A-player football, Ed, so let's play along like you know a few things about A-player football in these parts.
Fantastic.
All right, and we have in the NCTL Stars division, Mayville, who's 3-0, against Deckerville, who's 3-0. These are the two best teams in the NCTL Stars, in my opinion, aside from Morris, of course. Deckerville won last week 36-0. Mayville won 58-6 over New Haven Merritt. Mayville's averaging 62 points a game, and Deckerville won the last 19 games against Mayville. Can they continue that tonight and get win number 20?
They may. It's a battle of the unbeatens in this one, but I do think Deckerville pulls it off.
In the NCTL Stars, Morris, who's 2-0 on the season, goes against Genesee, a surprisingly 3-0 team. Morris beat Vandercook Lake last week 62-14 after Burton Atherton canceled on them. Morris has the second-best offense and third-best defense. Genesee, number 6 and number 8. Should be an easy win for Morris. Flint International, the Phoenix, traveled to the Wolverines, take on Burton Afton, 1-2 against 0-2. Any thoughts here?
It's going to be a barn burner, Clark. I'll take Flint International on that one.
Okay, New Haven Merritt at Kingston. Both teams winless. Someone's going to get their first win of the season tonight.
Somebody has to, I think.
That's normally how that works, yes. In the NCTL Stripes, North Huron at 3-0 against 0-3 CPS. North Huron is absolutely rolling right now. They defeated Caseville last week 54-6, the game that Paul P. Adams was at. And North Huron is boasting the best defense in the NCTL, allowing just 2 points per game and averaging 47 points on offense. CPS, on the other hand, is outscored 22-150 this year.
Ouch.
great drop in there, bud.
Broadcasting school's really paying off.
In the NCTL Stripes division as well, Akron Faragrove at 0-3, taking on the Catholics of Mount Pleasant Sacred Heart. In Mount Pleasant tonight, the Vikings against the Irish. That sounds like an epic tale there. And we have Bay City All Saints at Ashley. But let's talk about Akron Faragrove here for a second. They finished 2019 with 3 wins, but only have had 3 touchdowns this year. Sacred Heart coming off of a big 28-22 loss to Peck and is certainly hungry. Bay City All Saints at 0-1, only played 1 game this season against Ashley, who's 1-1. Bay City All Saints beat Akron Faragrove last week for their first victory of the season, 54-8, winning by 46 points. Their opponents tonight, Ashley, beat Akron Faragrove the week before, 46-6, by 40 points. So you do the math there.
I was told there'd be no math, Clark.
Okay. And our final game. This is going to be quite the broadcast today, let me tell you, folks. Caseville at 0-3 against Peck, who is at Peck, who is 2-1 in the season. Peck lost to Merrill in week number 1, have defeated CPS and Sacred Heart since number 4 in the TSA 8-player rankings. Caseville looking for their first wins of September 28th, 2018, and trying to snap a 15-game losing streak tonight.
It's going to happen. Caseville's getting their first win.
Oh, you're calling it.
Yes.
Calling your shot. Moving on to 11-player football, we have in the Greater Thumb East, supposed to be a Greater Thumb East matchup. However, Ubley was scheduled to play KPAC. KPAC is no longer playing football this season. So they went out and scheduled Flint Hamady. So the Hamadians, or better known as the Chiefs of Flint, are coming up to Ubley. Flint Hamady lost to Beecher, who's 2-1 of the season. Beecher is lost 21-27, but then beat Burton Bendel the last week, 36-6. Ubley at 1-2, losing to Harbor Beach and Sandusky, and the rest of the season here, looks like smooth sailing for the Bearcats.
Ubley's better than the 1-2 start. They're going to take care of Flint Hamity, show them how we play football in the thumb.
Yes, indeed. In Sandusky tonight, the Brown City Green Devils at Sandusky against the Redskins. Sandusky 3-0, Brown City 1-2. With a win tonight, Sandusky will clinch at least a share of the greater than East. Brown City lost to USA 2 weeks ago, 53-0.
Yeah, and Sandusky's an absolute handful. They're going to probably have their way with Brown City a little bit today.
And another game that was supposed to be a greater than East matchup, Harbor Beach was supposed to play Memphis at home. However, Memphis is no longer playing football this year. Seems to be a curse of the I-69 corridor or something. And so Harbor Beach picked up a game at Rogers City. Yes, that Rogers City. Harbor Beach 1-2 in the season, coming off of two straight losses. And they are going up to Rogers City, who is 2-1. And I do believe Harbor Beach's bus left Wednesday night. They should be getting there any minute now.
I'm not picking against Harbor Beach. Coach Shelkey is family, and I won't pick against them. They're going to take care of business up there in Rogers City.
Well, I'm glad you at least show your bias right up front.
No problem.
Moving on in our crossover game of the Greater Them Conference, Marlette against Carroll. Marlette, a surprising 3-0 on the season. The Red Raiders taking on the Tigers in Carroll. And Carroll at 1-2. Marlette's best start since 2015, but last four in 2015, they started out 3-0, but then lost four of their next five. Carroll won their first game of the season last week, beating Vassar 34-30.
The Raiders take care of business tonight, Clark.
That was quite the
you're welcome.
Quite the impression. Moving on to the Greater Than West, we have three games, of course. Vassar at Bad Axe. Vassar 0-3, Bad Axe 2-1. I fully expect Bad Axe to get their third win of the season.
I think so. I think the Hatchets take this one against Vassar.
And they're going for their third straight victory for the first time since they went 5-5 in 2014. Vassar's still looking for that first win. They've had just two wins since 2018. Lakers at 3-0, of course, beat USA last week, traveling to Reese, who is 0-3 in the season. Lakers certainly rolling with a win tonight. They will clinch at least a share of the Greater Than West. 3-0 for the third time in 3 years. On the other side of the ball, Reese, one touchdown in just 2 weeks.
Yeah, Reese is going to have their hands full. I think Wisner might score about 11 touchdowns on that one. Had to tackle his dad back in the day. It is a business decision to tackle a Wisner.
You played against Eric Wisner.
I did. It hurt. My shoulders still hurt because of it.
Well, you might not want to drive through a pigeon then. He's the police chief up there.
Oh, geez.
And, of course, we have the game in front of us tonight, Cass City and USA, and all five of our experts picking the Cass City Redhawks tonight. And it was time for a short break. And when we return, we'll take a look at those Redhawks right here on Sports Radio 102.1 and live and worldwide at WLEWSports.com. Your home for high school football is the WLEW Sports Network.
October is here. The weather is cooling off, but the deals are getting hotter at Thumb Cellular. Upgrade to any new smartphone and get a $50 credit. Or receive a $100 credit if you add a line to a new or existing account. And if you're a fan of iPhones, save even more on select iPhone XR and iPhone 11 models while supplies last. In support of Distracted Driving Awareness Month, all hand-free accessories are 10 to 25% off. For more ways to save, go to thumbcellular.com/deals or head to your local Thumb Cellular office today. Don't forget your face mask. Offers valid through October 31st, 2020. Terms and conditions apply. Smartphone discounts and account credits require a 2-year contract. At Thumb Cellular, we've got you covered.
You love Thumb Cellular.
Are you looking for the latest local football scores, game stats, and highlights? The Huron Daily Tribune has all the latest scores, game stats, interviews, and game highlights on MichiganStumb.com and click on Prep Zone. Maybe you missed that game you wanted to attend? Just go to MichiganStumb.com and click on Prep Zone near the top of the page for all the latest local sports scores and information. Brought to you all season by Sure Healthcare Network and Hills and Dales General Hospital. Go to MichiganStumb.com and click on Prep Zone. Again, that's MichiganStumb.com and click on the Prep Zone. All fall sports will be featured on the Prep Zone at MichiganStumb.com and click on Prep Zone.
Tonight's game is sponsored by Ace Hardware in Bad Axe.
Speed, defending, and protecting are important characteristics of a winning football team. At DS Services of Cass City, your source for everything grain storage related, we can help you speed through harvest, defend grain quality, protect your profit, and even add more margin to your bottom line. Whether it's a small grain bin on the farm or a commercial storage facility, minor repairs to complete new grain systems, or the replacement parts you need, we can help. Need a lift? Three mobile cranes and certified operators can also handle any truss job or lifting need. Visit dsservicesinc.com.